Welcome to your 5-4 today. According to a report in the Guardian newspaper, 30 million people in Britain have not made a will. On further analysis, it seems that two-thirds of people over the age of 55 have not made any provision in this direction. Only 1 in 10 under the age of 35 have given instructions for their money and possessions to be passed on when the time comes. Yet, it is claimed that 92% had already decided who or what should receive their inheritance. What should we conclude from this information about those who have not made a will? There are a number of things we could suggest are the reason for this situation in our country today. One reason might be apathy. The thinking that my next of kin will inherit all I've got, so I don't really need to do anything. So there's no real reason for me to act. I don't see the necessity. However, under certain circumstances, this may not be as straightforward as you would think. A second reason could well be procrastination. The thinking that saying, I know it is important, but one day I'll get round to doing it. There is no real urgency at the moment. The third reason may be the idea that you've got plenty of time, especially if you are young, so I don't need to act yet. I've got time on my side. This is, of course, the big unknown. There is, of course, a financial implication. If you go to a solicitor to make your will, but it is advertised that you could make a will yourself with an online package for $19.99. Or alternatively, you could just write out your wishes, so really this should not be a huge stumbling block for most people. Then the idea of a last will and testament is perhaps a morbid idea. We could well feel uncomfortable organising this, and there is a possibility of an upset in the family when they learn who is to inherit what, so you may wish to steer clear of this for a little longer. A good number of people make a will and keep it under wraps for this very reason. There is a more important consideration than the distribution of my money and goods. A question is asked in probably the oldest book in the Bible, the book of Job. And it is this: if a man die, shall he live again? One of the oldest questions in the oldest book concerns life after death. What would be your answer to life after death? Would it be yes or no or don't know? The book of Job also tells us that we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain that we take nothing out. Jesus clearly taught that there was life after death. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He said to the repentant thief, crucified alongside him, today you will be with me in paradise. The sinner that trusts Christ for salvation inherits forgiveness and assurance for eternity. Like the thief on the cross, we need to repent and believe. To make provision for eternity is of greater importance than the distribution of your goods at the end of your life. We have seen that some people haven't made a will because they don't see the necessity for it, or they know it is important but haven't got around to it. They think they have plenty of time. The Bible warns us not to put off the bigger decision of getting right with God. Boast not yourself of tomorrow, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. The time might not be on your side. Behold, now is a convenient, acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, and decisions made in time are lasting for eternity. Thank you for listening.